Thomas, stop!
Hi.
Looks like a little recording studio when you're coming in here, doesn't it? You're looking through the glass.
You give them another 2 months, I reckon it will be when they all get going. We've got another, there's a girl, only she's off the crook, so she's not here today.
Hi, I'm Alex Miles.
Hello, I'm Nick Miles.
Hi, I'm Caution Takui.
Are you cautious?
Not really.
A beautiful guitar you've got there, Caution. I'm guessing that's one of Peter's, is it?
Yeah, it actually is, yeah.
Looking like all sorts of West Coast timber going on there. Tiger Myrtle, is it on the...
Yeah, Tiger Myrtle sides and back, and a Huon Pine front soundboard.
Lots of lovely detail in it. What's it sound like? Can you play a bit?
Sort of, yeah.
Just pick a few notes.
Is that all right?
Talk about false modesty. That was lovely. It sounded really nice. Have you been playing for long?
I started last year.
Was it anything to do with making guitars, or had you started playing anyway?
Originally wanted to play because my grandfather bought me a guitar about 4 years ago. I started learning from a music teacher, Leo.
What about you, Nick? Do you play?
A little bit, not that much. Not as much as Caution. But, yeah, I'd like to get better at it.
What can you play?
Not much.
What do you want to play?
Bit of a bass player.
Yeah. What about you, Alex? Do you play?
I do play, but I don't, like, know much about guitars because I started and then our music teacher left and haven't been able to learn much.
Is this the beginnings of a band, maybe?
Oh, I don't know.
Or a business? What do you think, Caution?
Potentially, yeah.
How far have you got so far with the making of guitars?
Well...
Can you show me? Yeah,
sure. So, we've actually glued the sub there back up together and bent the sides and all that. And we had to glue all these in together.
What are they called, the struts that run across the back of the guitar?
They're actually called guitar bracings.
And you're all using pretty nice-looking timber too. What sort of timbers are you working with?
For me, I'm working with Tiger Myrtle as my back and sides. And for my soundboard is King Billy.
These timbers, they've become quite popular with instrument makers recently, so you're working with pretty good stuff there. Did you have a ready source of that?
Peter pretty much did, yeah.
He's got it. He's got plenty of it. So, Nick, are you all making the same guitar, basically, or are you going for different things?
We're all making dreadnoughts, what the guitar's called, but Caution's got a cutaway.
The dreadnought's the basic round shape guitar we used to, isn't it?
Yeah, just a standard guitar. Might want to be left-handed because I'm a left-handed player.
So Caution, cutaway, why is that? Because you're going to be playing all the lead breaks and you want to get right up the fretboard or what?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Do a lot of soloing and that.
Is that true, Nick?
Yeah, it is.
Swear. So, Peter, how are these lads going? This is a little more sophisticated than my woodwork classes at high school. I made a pencil case
right,
and a noughts and crosses game.
Okay, or a step ladder. That's what we all did when we went to school a lot of years ago. Look, they're really going well, Rick. As I said, when I started, I used to have to say to them, you've got to do this or that's the part. Now, with some time down the track, they're actually telling me where they're going, which is fantastic because they can go to the books, go to the plans, work out what they've got to do. I can just sort of back right off and let them go, and I'm sure they will.
So how did this all come to be?
Look, I started making guitars under a tutor some time ago, and I'm a woodworker. I've had some pretty swish fellas teach me woodwork over the years, and I see this as a way of passing back my skills. But what really excites me about doing it with these younger guys is that when they finish, they will then be able to take it off to join a band or whatever, or whether they go in and do it for a profession. Whether they want to become a cabinet maker or a joiner, if you go into an employer and say, look, I've made this, and it's very special to do it, as long as they put the time in, they'll certainly achieve it. So,
as I mentioned there before, there is a growing interest in Tasmanian, or West Coast timbers particularly, for making guitars and those sort of soundboard type instruments. Do you think there's a future industry here potentially, like something that could grow quite a bit?
I don't know whether there's the industry as such, but a couple of my friends, like the guys that I get my materials off from Stanley, we have the same vision that with our timbers, our Tasmanian timbers, that we've got to use them wisely. We can't waste them. The guy that I first started guitar making with. I mean, he now goes to Italy, runs courses in Italy, takes Tasmanian timbers to Italy. If one of these guys was to, let's say another 20 years' time, was to teach guitar making, well, I think I've filled my part.
What's the hardest bit of the process when you make a guitar? Where can it fall down?
No, this question's asked all the time, and I always say to the guys, once they've done their sides and glued their backs on, I said to them, you got your guitar made. They looked at me as if to say, well, we've still got a long way to go. But the point is now when I talk about the soundboard and the bracing and everything, they know what they've got to do.
Duncan Murfitt, principal at Rosebery District High School.
Duncan, I was just watching the boys making the guitars there, and it's pretty sophisticated stuff. Nice to see stuff like that happening in a high school.
Yeah, fantastic opportunity and a great opportunity to engage our students. Great that Peter's been able to volunteer and bring himself in and give the kids an opportunity that we wouldn't be able to give them otherwise.
And I do remember having a chat with you a couple of years ago about isolated schools, regional high schools, and how you go about coping with, you know, some of the deficiencies in resources. And you said you look around the community and you see who can do what and, you know, people pitch in. And obviously you've done that.
Yes, and I think, as I said then, like isolation has its challenges, I suppose, but also as a close community, we do come in contact with people that have these fantastic skills, and Peter's an example of someone that we've been able to bring into our school and work with our students that probably wouldn't be available to them in a larger area. So it's a great way to address that isolation issue.
Now, down the track, if they become rock and roll rebels and run, you know, rampant across the globe, will you put your hand up and take responsibility?
No, it's Peter's fault. He's the one that's got them making the guitar, so we'll shift the blame very quickly on that one.
Fretboards. I mean, we don't see the fretboards here at the moment. You're working on the bodies.
They're just making the necks. They're just making the necks up now. There, the necks. And the fretboards, we have what we call a fret rule. They learn how to put them in different spacings all the way down, so they will do all them too.
Necks of guitars are nicely rounded and they taper as well. Is that sort of, is that a hand?
Yeah, pretty well
shaped thing.
Pretty well, yes. Look,
that must be a bit of a, you know, something you'd have to take a lot of care with as well.
Oh yes, time consuming. Once you start getting towards the neck and about to fit your neck, well, you've pretty well got your guitar made. You've still got tweaking to do, but.
How do you go about selling your guitars?
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
I suggest there's not many institutions will take on training young guys and girls to make their own guitar in a workshop.
Well, Rosebery could get the nickname Rock and Roll High School.
Why not? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what sort of tools do you use to get that neck right?
Everything. So I had them all displayed out here yesterday. Just rasps. The old-fashioned rasp, you know, that your father would have had in the workshop. I just watch them. I'm hovering around all the time, just watching where they're going with it. So,
obviously, the school's been totally supportive of this, or you wouldn't be here. We're at the school.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, Mr. Duncan Murford, the headmaster, approached me last year. It was sort of, I don't know, maybe three-quarters of the way through the year. And I said to him then, look, it's a bit not quite enough time to make guitars. So there were three of us undertook ukuleles. Less work, I suppose, for the want of a better word.
There isn't a skill out there that isn't worth introducing to young people, is there?
Oh, no. You know, dabbled in all sorts of areas out of it. And I think the woodwork skill is fantastic, because being able to read plans and have an understanding, and then you can take them on in life. You read a plan on a guitar, you learn how to read a plan to build a house, all these other things. So that's what I like about it.
Lads, do you know that Mr. Winskill's got quite the voice on him as well? He can sing a bit?
Oh, pretty sure he can sing quite a bit.
Has he been singing away here in the workshop?
A little bit.
Yeah,
every now and then.
So what, you get together and throw some backups on
him? Oh, no, not really.
He's got bass covered. You have to do the rest of it. Do you think, Nick, down the track, are you enjoying this enough that it might actually be something you decide to take on in life, whether it be as a hobby or maybe even a potential business?
Yeah, I reckon. Maybe I might make another one or two down the track further, but I don't think I'd ever make a business out of it.
Mm. Do you feel like you could go away and do it for yourself, do it in your own shed?
It'd take me a bit longer than here, I reckon, but yeah, I reckon I could.
Well, that's great. Who'd have thought you'd be making guitar? I mean, what grade are you guys?
Grade 10.
You're grade 9, Alex, yeah? Like I said, I made a pencil case and I made a noughts and crosses game on a piece of timber, and that was just so that you could practice beveling the edges, and that was about as good as it got. Bit of poker work to finish it. Well, I want to see them when they're done and they're strung, and you guys have been madly playing away, getting better at that as well. So can I come back and do that sometime soon?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? How long will it take, do you reckon?
2 months, yeah.
I'll put it in my diary. What are you so shy about, Caution? People are getting paid for a lot less than that.
I don't know.
That's beautiful.